Finally, I'm here. I know you've all been waiting for me. But I'm here. And I'm really glad I'm with you amidst all this madness going on, like all over the world. This corona pandemic. I'm really tired of it. It should really go. I know lots of you are with me about this. And about the pandemic, actually, I'm going to be taking you through how this madness is affecting our economy. Yeah, your economist is here. So, first of all, I'm going to take you through how... Actually, I think... Let me not even take you through it. I think we're just going to even have pointers. First, we'll talk about how it has affected globally. We'll talk about the stock market. We'll talk about the unemployment rate it has brought about. And we'll talk about the travel ban, you know, how the travel industry is really suffering and the tourism industry is really dying in this period. Then we'll talk about a lot more, but I would like to talk about the stock markets. We all know how the stock markets are so volatile right now. You just cannot know, you know, people's personal savings, people who have invested in stock markets are on the edge, you know. You watch, you're there. And, you know, there was a point when everyone was like, the stock markets are really low. You know, people are making losses. People should invest in them. So at the end of, you know, this whole pandemic and what, things will go back up. Well, we all don't know what's going to happen, but we believe in God that things are going to be good. So keep watching out and... You know, if you feel like it's right for you, you can invest and you'll be our Bill Gates after this pandemic. And definitely you holla at your girl. So I'll talk about the travel ban. Almost all countries in the world have put a travel ban, including my country, Uganda. So no flights out, no flights in. We are all having a curfew. Oh yes, 7 p.m. Ochiboko. Hey, LDU is not joking here. So there's a travel ban, and definitely the tourism industry is suffering. It is, because there are no bazungu to come in, you know. There are no basama to come and drink our cocoa, you know. Eh? There is no party after party. There is no, you know, kasaloon. There is no, you know, go do your nails. So the travel industry, and it's basically around the whole world. So yes, they're really suffering, the industry, and even employment. People right now have no jobs. You know, there were those people of the double Z. They have nothing on them right now. For example, our border men. I miss borders. I didn't know there was that feel on a border that I would miss. I didn't know. But it's there. So our border men, our taxi men. I don't miss taxis, but our taxi men, our saloon people right now are not earning anything in Uganda because of these drastic measures countries have to take so that we can contain it. And I'm really proud of our president. He's really doing a good job because, well, we are just at 53 cases. That's lovely. Yeah, so right now, and in the US, oh my goodness. It's predicted by this month, April, actually, around 6.6 million people will have claimed joblessness, or unemployment. So yeah, actually watch the news and it's about all that. And you know how Donald Trump was like, hard times, tough times are about to come. Indeed, they are coming. So all we just have to pray, all we have to do is to pray and make sure Abanaga this thing goes, because I need that bala. So about that, we have to also talk about it's the economy. Definitely we have to look at the bright spot. The bright spot is that supermarkets, shops are working. Banang, they are working, because we are looking at them like the light. We literally walk to them, no more, you know, driving. They are feeling like, yeah. So they are the light, so they are working. Markets are working. Of course, there's that whole point of having to start a market and people don't have to travel there. But well, some people are working, some people are adjusting to this. It's something, but we are adjusting to it. So yeah, so consumers are stockpiling all necessities they need. Food, toilet paper, you know, in the US toilet paper completely ran out. It was like, I don't know what people are using to, you know, but here in Uganda it's there, Bambi. I can even give you some tissue you use. So that's it basically that I could say about the economy right now in very simple terms. It's not, we are globally not doing well. Some factories have closed down. Non-essential, let me say critical businesses are the ones working. Some that are not that, you know, that some that people can live without are not working. So lots of people are sitting home without food. So the government is coming in to provide something, and that's amazing. That's great. That's another point I should really be happy for, dear president, and lots of presidents out there. So that's what I could say about the economy, and we are hoping for the best. We're hoping that we'll bounce back from all this madness. And yeah, I'm glad we had this time together, and keep listening to the Craze podcast all the time. And it's your girl Zaza. Till next time.
It is a pleasure that you're still listening into the Craze podcast. Welcome to this edition. My name is Sava. Well, not to forget, I'm doing this with Zaza and Isaac. So only that, in today's episode, we are doing a twist, a little bit of a twist, due to the whole social distancing given the pandemic, COVID-19. And exactly, it's for this purpose that we are recording in different places right now. Well, Asante sana for all this time that we've waited for, and I know you guys have been listening to all those that have been listening to all our previous episodes. Thank you very much. Now, this is the COVID-19 edition. A lot has been said about this, and a lot in the world all over is being done, or it has affected very, very, very many people. I hear, okay, from what we know, over 1 million people are infected with the disease, and a few deaths around the major countries like Spain, Italy. So I won't go into that. My part for this particular episode is to look at the recovery of patients. And people would really, really survive? So that is the big question. Back to what we were dealing with. I initially said that it is 1 million, around 1.5 million people suffering. But of that amount, given the deaths, about 350 360,000 people have recovered from COVID-19, but the big question, is there a vaccine? Well, there isn't a total vaccine or a complete medication for this COVID-19, and for a record, COVID-19 is caused by what we call the coronavirus. So before I get into, I know Isaac has said a little bit of that, even that has led to the economic part, but I'd like to pose a reminder that let's keep safe, wash our hands. At least those are the preventive measures we have. Even before you go into the recovery mode and start saying that I'm recovering. So, COVID-19 has the symptoms: flu, headache, high fever, and difficulty in breathing. That is, you kind of get a respiratory problem. So I'm saying, how do these patients recover? There isn't a determined vaccine or particular medication. But what they've done is that, looking at these over 300 people recovering out in the world all over, they've tried to treat the symptoms using particular medicines around. And if it so happens, some people have good immune systems. That is why they actually recommend the extensive intake of vitamin C through fruits and other healthy foods that could help boost your immune system. So, if you've been diagnosed with COVID-19, according to researchers and according to doctors, what they can do after the 14 days when the virus or the disease really shows its symptoms, because apparently the coronavirus can be in a patient's body for over 14 days or without showing any symptoms, but after those 14 days, that is when the symptoms come in. And what they've done is that doctors try to treat those symptoms until the virus dies away. So, in what circumstances, we've seen countries with a lot of technologies adopting ventilators. That is when this patient is worse, and it happens to the COVID-19. It is a progress. You begin with a flu, then the high temperature, then it is affecting your lungs, you can't breathe well. So countries have what we call it ventilators. These are machines basically used to help assist people to breathe. Then another treatment they usually give for these people to recover is that they continue giving them food such that the body has enough strength to actually kill the virus by itself. So COVID-19 is very, very dangerous as it is, but people do recover. People do recover. That is the good news. That is not bad, and it is good to know that the recovery rate is more than the number of people that have died. So basically, it is something to watch out for. I mean, they keep telling us wash your hands, social distance. Whenever you see someone showing a particular symptoms, try to call the relevant authorities so that they can curb the whole thing up. And this disease will be a story unheard of. So I hope people do not lose hope and continue to be cautious about how they handle themselves with other people, how their healthy habits. And well, that is all I had for you. Let me get back to my quarantine, because we are all quarantined somewhere in the name of protecting us from the virus. So, thank you for listening into this edition, and I hope you continue listening to more editions to come. This has been the Craze Podcast, brought to you by Issa, Zaza, and myself, Sava. Have a good one.